I just wanted to share the word that I have for you as we finish up, and thanking you all for joining here. You know, as I look at scripture, and my message is this: 2022 should feel new. For most of it just feels like more of the same old stuff. And why is that? Well, we're just tired. We're tired of so many things. We're tired of coronavirus and COVID-19 infections. We're tired of vaccination news and tired of face masks and isolation, and tired from working from home, and tired of Zoom meetings, in fact, like this, tired of coronavirus statistics and Delta variants and Omicron variants and contagiousness. We're tired of thinking of 750,000 people, COVID-19 deaths in the United States, and tired of thinking about the death of one or two or more of our friends or relatives that have died during this year, and some from COVID-19 complications. We're tired about news about political unrest and distrust. We're tired of news of even more violent crime and murders. We're tired of not being able to visit friends or ones in the hospital. We're tired of delayed dates for funerals or memorials. We're tired of finding supply shortages for things we expect to always be on the shelves at the store. We're tired of hearing about unruly passengers on planes. We're tired of inflation because of so much pent-up buying demand and slow supply chains. We're tired of worrying about vacation safety in motels or with friends or on cruises. We're tired of being tired, and it's no wonder that 2022 doesn't feel new. Our bodies are broken, our hearts are broken, our lives are broken, our homes are broken, our jobs are broken, our politics are broken, our policing is broken, our relationships are broken. But I want you to know that the Bible still promises something new for us, because the Bible, and only the Bible, can offer good news for the broken. The promise begins in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, in the writings near the end that some scholars call Third Isaiah, or the vindication of Israel's promised in the person of the coming Messiah. One of the songs we sang echoed these words from Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, your light is, the tiredness that we face from so many things. It's no wonder that 2022 doesn't feel new when everything is messed up and broken and over and over and over. But I do want you to know, according to scripture, that in Isaiah was arise, shine, for your light has come. And that's from Isaiah 60, verse 1. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. To the ancient Israelites, the light has come to us through Jesus Christ, and our light from God has come. And certainly a world in darkness needs the light of God, for behold, darkness will cover the earth, thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Light is power. Light is understanding. Light is revealing. Light is peace. And when God's light illuminates this world, then all will want to know. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The light has come. To the ancient Israelites, it's the promise of the Messiah. To us, it's through Jesus Christ. And because it's good news, all will want to know the light. Isaiah 60, verse 3, and the nation shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Even magi or wise men from far away who come to see the Savior from God, whom they knew as the new King of the Jews. Arise, shine, for your light has come into the darkness of our, and tiredness of our world. God loves us in our mess, even though he doesn't love the mess. God loves us enough to come to us through the Son, Jesus Christ, to whom we're introduced by his eternal name, the Word. And in John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And we read this: in him was life, and this life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and came to live with us. And this Word is Jesus, who brings not just saving grace, but the power of creation, the knowledge of our situation, and life itself, which is our light. Arise, shine, for your light has come. That light is ours in Jesus Christ. Isaiah the prophet goes on to tell us more about why our Messiah is given to our world. He comes with good news. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. So he comes with the word of the Lord. And in Isaiah 61:2, the Messiah comes in order to do those things. We just, in verse 1, that bring good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives and opening the prison to those who are bound by sin and bound by despair and bound by loss and bound by so many things. Isaiah 61:2, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. So the Messiah comes with the word of the Lord, the word that is both favor and vengeance, but mostly it is comfort, because he comes to us with life to replace our dying. Isaiah 61:3 comes to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Oh, he comes to replace our dying with his life. He comes to give us that garment of praise. He comes to give us that oil of gladness. He comes to give us beauty instead of ashes. And it's not just the Old Testament promise, it's the New Testament reality, as we have an invitation from Jesus in Matthew 11.